now, when my mother was like in her body and at her house, these, that was one thing. But when she started to be with me all the time, it got a bit embarrassing. You know, mama's with me. You know, so that's why the Course in Miracles says that, you know, the idea of innocence is a very important idea in this curriculum. Because now she's with me all the time. It's really weird. Okay. But that idea of the to sacrifice the body, to sacrifice nothing, and communication which must be of the mind cannot be sacrificed. So he says you can't sacrifice mental communication, and the loss of the body is not a sacrifice when you understand you are more than a body. But when you don't know you're more than the body becomes everything and you live in fear. And everything you do is about the protection of the body. That it becomes the center of your whole reality is, how can I protect my body? How can I defend my body? How can I clothe my body? How can I take care of my body? What's somebody going to do to my body? What's going to, you see what I'm saying? Because I think I am my body. Without my body, I don't exist. So now I'm a new spirit-based consciousness that draws to me other people who have the same type of fear also. And then we bargain with each other for a few relationships that we think we'd see some scraps of safety in. Is what he's saying. The book just runs it down. I went, woo, that's too real. That's real. That's real. Then it says, where then is sacrifice? The lesson I was born to teach and still would teach to all my brothers is that sacrifice is nowhere. Loss is nowhere and love is everywhere. So a loving person is always being born to teach that love is everywhere and loss is nowhere. So the truth is, I'm here to demonstrate and you're here to demonstrate that love is everywhere. And that loss and sacrifice is nowhere. Because communication embraces everything. And in the peace that communication reestablishes, love comes of itself. That's the last sentence. Communication embraces everything. In other words, I can be joined with everyone in here the same way I'm joined with my mother. I can have an idea of love and peace with everybody in here. I can think about you and choose to feel peace. I can use you as a means of peace, just like you're using me for a means of peace right now. Peace and love is everywhere. Sacrifice is nowhere. Loss is nowhere. There isn't any such thing as loss, but there are individual interpretations of loss. Okay, one person goes, I lost my mother, right? And then I go, I have more communication with my mother than I've ever had, and I feel more connected to her now than I ever have. So where was the loss of my mother? Well, the loss of my mother would have to be a perception. It would have to be me perceiving it that way. So loss is always a perception. You know, if someone, like there was this couple that lost their, that appeared to have lost their two kids in a car accident a week or so ago. Now, one perception of it, and right, and understandably so, is the feeling of loss that those parents would have about their children, right? Another perception of that would be, even though their bodies have been destroyed, communication between me and my children is unbroken because I don't believe that they have to have their bodies in order for me to still feel connected to them. Then they would have the same experience of their children that I'm having of my mother. So then, even though the physical fact of their two children passing out of the body happened, let me ask you, that's the fact, right? So which perception do you think would give them the most peace? Even though that fact has occurred, even though that's a situation that's very painful, and I'm not denying that for a parent, but which one of those perceptions will lessen their pain, and which one of those perceptions increase their pain? The perception that their communication with their children remains unbroken even if the body is destroyed, or the typical worldly perspective of your children were killed in an accident and you'll never see them ever, never be in contact with them again, and you've lost them forever. And who knows the difference? Okay, you see the same. Now, both of those are two ways of looking at the fact. Now, that's why I keep saying the fact. The children are gone at the level that we know it. So the best thing, the most confident thing that could happen to them in terms of the fact that the transition that they made from the physical body would be to achieve the recognition that the condition of love still exists between them and their children, which means their joining and connection with their children is still being maintained even though it looks like their bodies are no longer here. That is the most comforting thought a parent could have about what would otherwise be a horrifically painful situation. And again, that's what I love about the Course in Miracles. That no matter what you're going through in your life, there's another way to look at it that can lessen the pain. May not at first completely alleviate it. When my sister's son went through the perception, it went through the perception like he was murdered. And that was a devastating time for her. She later came to me and I shared this perception. I intuitively was guided to. Some people you don't say anything, but you have to check in first. And I checked in and a guide said, share this thought. And she came back to me later after the funeral and everything. And she told me, she said, you know, I know everybody else loved me in terms of offering their sympathy. She said, but it was what you said and me clinging to that that allowed me to go through this whole devastating experience without losing my mind. And I've seen that over and over and over again. Yeah, it wasn't going to make her skip up and down with joy and feel like there was no loss there. But what she said was it lessened her pain. You know, and that's what the Course does. It continues, no matter what you're going through, it'll give you a way to look at it that will lessen your pain. If you want to not suffer. If you want to suffer, then, of course, no matter what anybody says, you're going to use it to suffer. But she didn't want to suffer, you know. And so that's the thought today, that communication embraces everything. Our joining embraces everything. And loss, sacrifice is really nowhere because we would be the only one demanding it of ourselves, you know. So you are love. I am so glad to know that my joining with you on a loving level can continue to happen no matter where your body is. Like you're getting ready to go join the Peace Corps. Where are you going to be at?
Macedonia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so even though your body is not going to be here, right, yeah. As long as you can think of me and I can think of you, then we're together. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You all have, I all know about those kind of experiences. They're the experiences with those friends that even if you don't physically talk to them for 6 months, when you talk, it's like no time has passed. And you just totally just join as if no time has passed. Those are your loving relationships. Now, the sacrificing relationships are the one which you haven't talked to the person in 2 days. Now they're mad. Okay, that's the sacrifice relationship. A love relationship doesn't operate like that. A love relationship is whenever we talk, I know it's the perfect time to talk and our conversation's in divine order and I want you to feel innocent if we didn't talk because I love you anyway. We're connected up anyway. See the difference? Mm-hmm. And that's what the Course keeps doing. It keeps teaching us the difference between the two without condemning either one, but like going, no, why don't you not choose for this one? You got these two options, you know, and go for the one that's not about the attack and the sacrifice. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course in Miracles. Can we give it to us? I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate your appreciation. I really do. It makes all the difference in the world when you feel appreciated. About this class today and what I heard. It's especially in terms of changing my mind about either loved ones and it looks like make the transition or relationships that it looks like I don't have anymore with people who are still alive. Mm. Because the same thing applies, right? Mm. your relationship with the body, in a sense, has been destroyed. You're not in each other's physical experience, but our communication.